Right now, our estimated harvest is about 7,800 pounds of coon striped shrimp.
Local shrimpers are halfway through the season, and KHNS narrows the field for a new general manager. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more coming up. Southeast lawmakers will retain their leadership roles in the new bipartisan Senate organization. Sitka Republican Bert Stedman will continue as co-chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. Juneau Democrat Dennis Egan will retain his seat on the Budget Writing Finance Panel. And Angoon Democrat Albert Kukesh will remain Transportation Committee chairman. Egan will also chair the Senate's Labor and Commerce Committee, a new post for him. The region's three senators are part of the legislative chamber's 16-member bipartisan working group. It includes 10 Democrats and 6 Republicans. The remaining 4 Republicans will make up the Senate Minority Caucus. Kodiak Republican Gary Stevens continues as Senate president. Anchorage Democrat Johnny Ellis, last year's majority leader, will chair the Rules Committee, which schedules bills for floor action. Anchorage Republican Kevin Myers will take over as majority leader. Bethel Democrat Lyman Hoffman retains his post as Finance Committee co-chairman. State representatives are meeting in Anchorage to organize the House. As of midday Thursday, no announcements had been made. The legislature begins meeting January 18th in Juneau. Sailings for the state ferry Aurora for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday have been canceled due to a mechanical malfunction. In its place, Allen Marine will provide passenger-only service Thursday and Saturday for the Juneau to Angoon and Hoonah runs. The state ferry Kennecott is sailing across the Gulf of Alaska right now. When it arrives Saturday, it'll start providing service for Aurora traffic around Haines, Skagway, and Juneau. The motor that powers the Aurora's anchor windlass seized up Tuesday night while it was moored at Auk Bay Ferry Terminal. Travelers requiring scheduling assistance should contact the Alaska Marine Highway System at 1-800-642-0066. KHNS Public Radio has narrowed the applicants for its general manager down to 3 top candidates, one of them local. Kay Clemens of Point Reyes, California, James Kelly of Hearst, Texas, and Deborah Schnabel, former KHNS manager and founding member of the station in Haines, are the 3 candidates that the board will be taking a closer look at.
We had 13 applicants, 3 very strong ones. We had a wide range of applicants this time. Having been on the last hiring, and I'm one of the culpable people for it, our applicant pool is very different than the last time.
The hiring process is ongoing, but Dr. Russ Bowman, who heads the board, says the board hopes to make a decision within the next few weeks.
Ideally, we'd like to have them start before the first of the year, so if it's somebody from out of state, they could get the PFD. But we're hoping within the next week or two to be able to offer the job to our the board's choice.
There were 2 local applicants among the 13 original. KHNS currently has 3 full-time employees and 3 part-time employees, 2 of which are sharing interim general manager duties until a new manager is brought on.
I think the staff has done an amazing job. Leslie and Georgia, under their co-leadership, I think have pulled off a lot of stuff. You and Susanna as well have been putting in, I know, lots of extra time to keep the radio station on and going over the airwaves. And you all are to be commended for that. But I know you guys are more than ready for some leadership and another person to come on board.
Northern Lynn Canal Waters have shelled out almost 8,000 pounds of shrimp so far in this year's commercial shrimp season. Randy Bachman works out of the Haines Fish and Game Office. He's a commercial fisheries biologist for the state. He says the season has been slightly more active this year than last year.
Right now, our estimated harvest is about 7,800 pounds of coon striped shrimp, with about 7,200 pounds remaining for the whole district. There's a bit more effort. There's a bit more boats shrimping early this season than there was at this time last year.
Most of those shrimp came from the eastern side of the Lynn Canal, including the Skagway area. This year, the local district is split into east and west sides, each with their own limits of about 8,000 pounds of shrimp. That puts the harvest at about halfway so far. Bachman says the east side was hit hard at first, but efforts have slowed there due to the recent poor weather. That means shrimping is still open in all parts of the district, including the east side.
And we're projecting that to close by November 14th now. So there's been a decrease in effort on the eastern side and a little bit more effort on the west side. So we're keeping close tabs of it, and we're probably going to end up closing the eastern side in about a week before November 14th anyway.
The harvest limit overall in the district, 15,000 pounds, is identical to last year's, and the west side, by regulation, will close by February. But that date will move up if the harvest limit of around 8,000 pounds is met beforehand. Fish and Game is obligated to keep catch information confidential if there are fewer than 3 boats shrimping an area, which is the case with the west side right now. However, in the eastern end...
The east alone, harvest right now is about 6,900 pounds.
Bachman estimates participation in the local shrimp fishery is up this year due to the strong shellfish markets across the country. There are 7 registered shrimp vessels operating in the local district, 15, all of those pot shrimpers out of Haines this year.
I think most of the harvest that occurs in District 15 are pretty much sold locally. Catcher sellers, most shrimpers here market their own product. Don't really have any serious overseas markets, at least for our shrimp at this time, that I'm aware of.
People involved in shrimping update Fish and Game weekly with their harvest numbers. They're able to operate from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. during open days. Nationwide, shrimp remained the top seafood consumed per American last year at just over 4 pounds per person annually. That statistic hasn't changed since 2007. Locally, many of those Lynn Canal shrimp boats also have catcher-seller permits and sell shrimp off the dock. Alaska Airlines came in as the 3rd worst major airline, according to a Yahoo Travel ranking. The standing is based on the Airline Quality Rating Report, which covers 18 domestic carriers. The report's conclusions are based on surveys of airline industry experts with positive and negative values assigned to different elements in airline quality. Several common complaint areas were factored in, like on-time arrival, mishandled baggage, delays, and involuntary denied boardings. Yahoo Travel reported the results and produced the ranking based on the report and the American Customer Satisfaction Index and the Air Travel Consumer Reports by the U.S. Department of Transportation. Alaska Airlines tallied better than only Delta and United in the ranking, with a score of negative 1.4. The report blamed the airline's high number of mishandled baggage reports for the bad score. According to Air Travel Consumer Reports, the airline averaged 3.98 incidents per 1,000 passengers last year. However, Alaska Airlines ranked positively when it came to delays, with 88% of its flights having on-time arrivals over the last year. Glacier Bears volleyball players are south of the peninsula this week, playing 6 days of straight competitive volleyball, vying for a spot at the state meet. Their final match of the conference was against Craig earlier this week. They lost those 2 games and are now in Ketchikan beginning the regionals meet. That round, which determines who goes to the state meet later this month, runs through the rest of this week. The final home meet of the year was a win, though, for the Glacier Bears before the team left for Craig. Judy Erickson is the head coach.
Well, we played Thunder Mountain, which wasn't really a conference game, but they came up here. And Whitehorse picked us up on Friday, both teams, and we went to Whitehorse and played in a tournament in Whitehorse on Saturday against actually 4 Whitehorse teams and a women's team. And the girls did well. They beat Porter Creek is their big high school, and they had 2 teams. I think we split with 1, but we beat their varsity that final day. We beat both Whitehorse schools on Sunday before we left.
Skagway Panthers volleyball players were also at that meet. The Panthers next travel to Hoonah for a tournament mid-month. The girls played Sitka in late October in an all-comers tournament where they played junior varsity teams from Juneau Douglas, Thunder Mountain, Sitka, and the varsity Klawock team. The Panthers finished 2nd in the silver bracket, which falls between the gold and bronze brackets, and they lost to Thunder Mountain and to Klawock. Cindy O'Daniel is the team's head coach.
It's just an all-comers tournament, so the goal for us at this tournament was just to get some good court time and against some good competition and just to see how we were playing against other teams and to work, to figure out what we need to work on during practice for our conference game.
She adds that the loss to Klawock, one of Skagway's biggest rivals, did not mentally set the team back.
It really just was good for identifying what we need to work on. They were close games for sure, and it wasn't anything that we don't feel like we can overcome.
The upcoming Hoonah meet almost didn't happen. The Southeast team was having eligibility issues, but have said they're sure to be taken care of by the tournament. Klawock, Hoonah, Thorne Bay, and possibly Gustavus will be at that tournament, running after November 15th. Regionals for the Panthers is in December in Thorne Bay. Glacier Bears finish up the regionals meet this week. Until results are in early next week, Coach Erickson says she believes the team is ready to take on the region's competition.
The girls are starting to get that killer instinct, you know. We've got a couple that can hit really hard when they, you know, really go for it. And we're trying to, you know, get that established, that confidence and that, you know, will to really win, to realize that they can. And we've seen it a few times, and then it'll disappear. So we're trying to keep it all together.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News. You can listen to KHNS News anytime you want, online at khns.org. Just click on the Listen tab for stories from the last week, or go to Archives for earlier stories.